Welcome back to the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. And welcome, darlings, back. It's 3:04, 3:05 in the morning here. And how are you? Are you up? Are you buzzing? I certainly am, because we have the non-physical present and the genius who has made them available to the world. Such that, Bob has said that intelligence agencies, the Queen, everybody, knows about Ion, and that this is something completely unique and different to be able to be speaking with Ion, Iona, Ionic, but the message, I think, is what really matters. And as you participate tonight and as you listen, it is so empowering to know that your personal responsibility is you're able to be responsible because you have the power to protect and to create and to do everything that you need. And I think that's why people get afraid of the personal responsibilities, because they think they can't handle it. But you can handle it. And that is, I think, an amazing message that you can distill from listening to Ion. They are all over the net. You can go to howionic.com. You can type in John Martinez and find cash flow. Gosh, there's so many places that they're out there.
Bob Dobbs, Bob Neverett.
Yeah, Bob Dobbs, Bob Neverett. You can
James Martinez.
James Martinez. I knew there was a J.
Marshall McLuhan. Yes. Oh, wait, that's a different
Frank Zappa.
Exactly,
Ray
Russell.
40 years ago.
Yes.
Dave Emery, Roy of Hollywood. Type it all in. I'm there. Bob Dobbs, Bob Neverett. Who else? Lynn LaRouche.
Yeah.
Dr. Beter, James Joyce, Garrett Dean, Club 22, Cosmic Awareness.
Yes.
Herbert W. Armstrong. We give a little nod to the fundamentalists there.
Right, and the Evergreens.
And the Evergreens. And Cosmic. I want to say, Evan, I want to thank the sponsor of our show, Blanche. Blanche owns this network, and we love Blanche. We hope she calls in today and pronounces her power so well as she did last time.
So, Blanche,
come on in.
Blanche, we appreciate Blanche because she made this available, and we appreciate it because it's a marvelous, wonderful gift that she provides from her abundance.
Yes.
And as a goddess who's come into her power, That's the essence of creation.
Yes, absolutely.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Thank you, Blanche.
Yes, and if she has chosen to tune out tonight, that is her personal responsibility.
All right.
And just absolutely
right.
Lovely.
Chocolate cake, it doesn't go bad if you don't engage it.
Okay. Very good. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Going back a little bit into Commander Valiant Thor, what did he give to the people that had access to him?
Hope.
They didn't, but what did they ask for? He gave them hope, but what did they want from him?
Everything he had.
And what was it that impressed them so much? What did they think that he had?
He was different. They wanted to take a stick and poke at it a little bit and see what he had to make their world better, because they didn't know they were in charge of their own world. And the way it's portrayed is not exactly the way it went down. So
okay.
We'll clean up a little bit there.
Yes.
See, when you get somebody in their place of power, you can waterboard them in water cannon. You can let them vacation at Guantanamo Bay. You can do whatever you want to do. But after a little while, once you get happy, real happy, that doesn't make much difference from that dynamic. And it won't be long till it works itself out. Every single time, without fail or exception. Because, see, at the same time, just like when they speak of the folks from the Old Testament, if you want to go from the Scriptures, it makes no difference to us. We love them all. We'll talk to them by any degree. But that place of power, even when you choose to put yourself in bondage, that's still your choice. And some people are in bondage, and they're so happy they don't know any difference.
Right.
It's great. They don't know, and they don't care.
Right.
And they say, well, what's your problem? I said, well, they said my problems was ignorance and apathy. But I didn't know and I didn't care, so I'm good.
So what did they, what did he gave them hope, but Did he give them any particular technologies or strategies that have affected our lives, that has trickled down into our lives?
Trying to understand the dynamics of tachyon radiation.
Okay.
Gave them degrees of how the gamma bursts are going to affect the climate and or the magnetivity or magnetism of your planet, and why magnetic north moved from true north and the variance thereof and how it's coming back. Because, see, it takes it from a larger scope.
Yes.
And now that was speaking in words that was foreign to them, that they was poking him with the prods and this, that, and the other. But it wasn't quite like that. Because, you see, after a little while, you realize they're without any limitation. Once you come into your place of knowing, then that's all that stuff is. It's about what you do on the playground when somebody says they're going to punch you in the nose and they're going to bully you a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you bloody the bully's nose.
Yes.
And he becomes your best friend.
Yes.
Same thing.
Right, right. Absolutely. Was he human? What was he? What is he?
Well, not what you call exactly human, but see, when you have no time, you can have human creators from way in the future, because see, there's no future. You can have things way in the past because there's no past. There's actually only now. And we can prove that because you keep rewriting history.
Hmm.
Well, you keep looking forward, and then gauging what forward future is going to be. Well, that's also up to you as an individual human creator. Now, this particular person, entity, was not exactly human, okay? But that's okay. The gist of it is still the same. If you can come into your place of power and find a place of hope, a hope realm, and have faith, and get your faith to have some feet, to where you come into your place of acknowledging your power, all things are possible and relevant. So if there's technologies that other societies, we'll say it that way, other societies can bring and enlighten you, well, it's kind of like what they did to Jesus, what was a pretty good thing. They crucified him because he bucked against their system, you see. So many times that's the way out from that place, but it wasn't a problem for Jesus any more than other vacationing aliens that come to visit.
And is he eternal?
Certainly.
Okay.
So are you.
Does he have a soul?
No, not quite the same way. It's not quite the same participation, no.
Okay.
And see, just like you can have humans like the vampires and the others that don't have a soul, it's just a different aspect of you. But now, if he stays long enough, he'll pick up this world's placement of environment, okay? You move to a planet that doesn't have oxygen, and you will adapt, or it will not be very comfortable long.
Why would he go to the government and not to people? Why, you know, how?
What's the difference?
Pardon?
What's the difference?
That maybe people would be more in wonderment and not in...
Oh, so what you're saying is if an alien came and rang your doorbell, you'd invite him in and say, come on, I'd like to learn from you. Yeah, I got a spare room. Yeah, I'll take care of you. You don't eat food. You eat other stuff. Okay, well, we'll have to find this, and we'll find that. Let me go down to Whole Foods and see what I can find. You mean to say that they could just ring your doorbell, and you'd take them in and engage them, and then you'd take all that information and make the world a better place because of this information that you gained that no one else had official capacity to? Now, in your world, because you're such a compassionate, wonderful, marvelous creator, you might actually consider that. However, typically what ends up happening is you get to choose whether or not you want to embrace that in your reality.
Right.
So if you're doing that, then it becomes a very plausible, because see, you got a government running around that don't know nothing, that can't figure out nothing, that it's only based on their last best vote, and they're trying to keep everybody in a position so they can stay in power. So in order for me to be special, you've got to be less special.
Hmm.
See, and that's right, what they're fighting with the grand old party and the Democrats, those different parties. Well, it's a party. Why are you depending on a party for your fun? if you don't go take fun with you to the party, it's not going to be very pleasant. Well, same thing is true. And then the next thing you know, they got a Senate subcommittee to decide if you're welcome or not. Well, he'll be all right as long as he stays out of Arizona. If he goes there, he's in trouble. And if he wants to go live next door to Sarah Palin, he's in trouble. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Whether you're writing an unauthorized autobiography or not. Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. And so how many valiant Thors are on this planet?
Well, the number changes, but in upwards of a couple of million at any given time.
What? Okay, I'm sorry. Really? I mean, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, but just like the way humans go in and out of worlds, they got the big old sinkhole, a portal. All the portals are open now. And they had this this little storm down in Guatemala. And then this perfect cylinder hole shows up without a bottom.
Yes! It was incredible. What is that about?
It's a portal. The portal opened in there. They wanted to see it. Human creators are powerful. They wanted to see the proof. Well, there's your sign. There's your hole. You can go jump in if you want to. Please yourself.
Let me say, fine, Ion. Eben, a month or so ago, Ion was explaining that on April 15th, all the portals opened in the universe. They all opened.
Wow.
And that's all part of the thinning of the veil. And Ion said there will be an effect called sinkholes. And sinkholes will start popping up all over the place. So this Guatemala one happened, and I was walking home from the beach with Carolyn today, and I said, you know, we created that sinkhole because we started talking about it.
Hmm.
Would you agree with that, Iona?
Sure.
Hmm. So
everything that's got a name had to come from a human creator.
I mean, it is the most amazing picture. When you look at that, it is just a black... It was like the Earth. You can see where the Earth stops and the black begins. It's incredible. But, okay, so what happens?
Evan, it's a sinkhole. This is a technical term. Ask Ion to explain what a sinkhole is.
Okay, what's a sinkhole, Ion?
It's just an open portal that human creators have engaged and they want to see. That's why in your area, in your neighborhood, Evan, people's looking out and seeing weird shapes and lights in the night sky. They're getting some of the aurora borealis down in your neighborhood.
Hmm.
They're seeing things in the sky. They're not knowing what it is. And they're seeing these lights are flashing and these things are swirling, these things all over the place. It's very odd, and they discuss it thoroughly. They don't know what they're talking about, but they notice it. Well, that's nothing other than noticing these portals that are open. And now they're not discussing, are there parallel worlds? They're asking now how to get to them and get back. Not that there are parallel worlds. That's kind of commonplace anymore. Even Stephen Hawking has explained that with the singularity. Now, don't get us started. We'll do a little of that, and it might be a little bit monotone as you're going through. But anyway, long story short, then that's just all that. That's now the by default what is. Let me ask you a question, Evan. How many people died of cancer before they knew there was cancer?
Oh, none.
Not a single one.
That's right.
And then they invented it, and they give it a name,
yeah.
And now, boy, that one in two is going to go out over it.
Yes.
They
yes.
walk for cancer. They raise money for cancer.
Yes.
Don't you think that the cancer doesn't require any funding? To catch cancer, do you have to fund it? Do you have to walk for it? Do you have to give of your life force to promote it?
Interesting.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And then you roll around and you give that answer, and they can work with that. That's no problem, because once you find out that you in your place of power control your cells, they already have proven that you can change the quality of water by intention that you give to it.
Right.
That's old news. That's old. They're kicking it old school. That's normal. We say don't put anything in your mouth that you haven't spent that much time being thankful for, a real, genuine appreciation. Then guess what? The perfect diet is put in your mouth, and if it tastes good, have a lot of it. If you put it in your mouth and it tastes too organic or too healthy or doesn't taste good, we say get you a bucket and spit it out.
Hmm.
And if that means you go on the Häagen-Dazs diet, I'm telling you right now, you lose a ton of weight on the Häagen-Dazs. Exactly. If you spend all your energy thinking about and delicious and how wonderful and being appreciative of that exact experience, then nothing but good will come out of it.
Wow.
Because the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. And then what happens is you're going to start noticing now pretty quick that folks are coming into their power, and they're not going to by default lay down anymore. They're not going to lay down and say, this is what you're going to do, and this is what you're going to do, and this is what you're going to do. When the municipalities start filing for bankruptcy because people ain't going to pay for it no more, all of a sudden everything's going to get reorganized. And we love the Tea Party. We like tea. We just love jasmine tea. The Tea Party is just wonderful, but we told all about that before there was a Tea Party, but
yes.
That's all right. It's wonderful. Human creators come into their power, that's delicious.
Yes.
Coming where you have choices, you have preferences, you get to say how it goes.
Yes.
Now, that's just not here, that's in the world.
Yes. Let's, yes, sir, go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Did we clean all that up? What's left hanging?
Well, we have some people on the line
Of course, of course. A lot of our crew is going to jump in today. Bring them on.
All right. Caller 1, you're on with Ion and Bob Dobbs. Welcome. Hi, Caller 1. You there, dear? Say something. Just say something. No? Okay. Caller 2, you're on with Bob and Ion.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
I've got a problem.
Oh, good. We just love problems.
I love you, man. You're fantastic.
Yes, we love you as well.
I'm like that fly that's just bumping against that glass. I can see the freedom, but I can't get there, man. And I'm.
That's all right. That's all right. That contrast that you're feeling, use that to your very best advantage. You see, the Hebrew children had the same trouble. They was promised the land of milk and honey, but they couldn't get across that River Jordan because they was giants in the land. So once you get over your giant problem, then all of a sudden it's about a foot deep. You can just walk across it, and you can have the promised land if you like.
I don't know what that problem is. That's the thing. I can't see those giants.
Well, don't worry about them then. You can't be afraid of a giant you can't see. If it's a giant you can't see, why you be afeard of it?
You're right.
Take it head on. If it's good, it'll come out, and if it's not good, it'll come out. You needn't get uneasy about it. You get so busy pleasing the light in yourself, you won't notice. You'll be invited in, and just like them aliens that drug them in to poke them around a little bit, you can go, them giants will take you in and say, hey, you're just a little rat. You can come live in our house. We got a great big place. Just come on in here. We got that stuff falls off our table more than you can eat. Enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. And be easy with all of it. If it pleases you, go with it. If it doesn't, have a different thought. That joy is the fastest path to what is. And we would say, of course, anything in your world, take no action until you ask the question, what is the fastest path to my joy? And if it's not, then take no action. And if it is, then proceed. And we didn't say stop for eternity. We said just for right this hot second. You'll miss lots of train wrecks. You'll miss lots of traffic on the 10. You won't ever get bogged down on Wilshire Boulevard. You can get right through there anytime you want to. Everything will become as easy as just an intention. You can always get the hot shot parking space. You can have anything you want. And not have any rules or regulations about it. Just start getting so happy about being happy. And in a very short number of moons, it won't be long until you'll be so happy. Your next problem is like, oh, I own a money's falling out of my house. It's packed up. I can't do nothing. I take 4 big dumpsters of money to the trash, and the city is complaining because it's blowing in the yard, and the money's just falling out. I take a yard blower, and I blow it up on my neighbors a little bit, and they mad because the money's piling up in their cement pond, and it's just making a mess. Then you'll be saying, oh, Ion, help us, we need a demanifestation class. We need to learn how to quit manifesting. We've got too much abundance. We got too much abundance. Could you help us slow it down just a little bit? Because we're overrunning our own bliss because we're so happy. It's a problem. This happiness.
Can I ask you one question? I'll take it off the air, the answer off the air. What is intent?
Intent. Delicious, marvelous intent. To intend. What is it when you do? What do you do to cows in a pasture? You tend them.
Hmm.
If you intend them, then you in the pasture with them. You intend, as opposed to out-tend.
Did he say intend or intent? Your intention, your...
Well, intention is how you take communion, when you dip the wafer into the blood, by intinction. To intend, to prefer, to have a desire, to have a desire that is in your immediate now, which you may call your future experience.
Hold it. What's that got to do with the wafer and the blood?
Well, we thought we were making the play on intinction.
Oh, okay, very good. Tincture, intinction.
Communion, because that's a part of it, too, from the root.
Right.
But that's why it's a process to participate in, to set forth a future, or now, because there is no future, but maybe if you don't have it this second, it's what you're deciding to bring into your experience.
Very good. Here comes the caller,
and
sir.
Then.
Yes, sir. Caller 3, welcome.
Hello, Evan. This is Blanche.
Hi, Blanche.
Hey, Blanche.
Do you got a question, dear?
Yeah, I was calling to apologize about the last time I called.
No. Come on. Keep your power, Blanche.
Oh, darling, you all right. We love you completely, and we appreciate you. You're fine.
You are famous, Blanche. Everybody all over the world talks about Blanche when they hear the Ion Show.
Gentlemen, let her speak, okay?
Thank you.
Blanche, good.
To you all. I didn't mean to hurt no one's feelings and I'm sorry about that, but I'm enjoying the conversation tonight, and you guys keep up the good work to Evan, the goddess, and Bob, and Ion.
Well, Blanche, thank you for just being in the moment of where you're at. You're just coming authentic from your past conversation to the conversation you're having now, and so just thank you for being your authentic self, wherever you're at, and just appreciate you being a part of the family.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome, Blanche. Thank you.
Yes, Blanche, and we love you. At the end of the day, honey, if they all quit you, we love you. Non-physical is standing there helping every way they can, any way possible. If you can think it in your mind, your non-physical will provide it. That's why you're a goddess. That's how you came into your power the first time. And you stick with it, and you speak your mind, honey, because that's exactly the thing to do, because that's the fastest path to your joy. Then you won't get backed up and crangled up and all this other gobbledygook people get crossed up with. Just tell it the way you see it. That's the way to do it. Then don't have any reservation.
Right.
Just speak your mind. That's the way to do it. Then they'll know where you are. We love when human creators come into their power. We have great respect for it. So we thank you indeed for the interaction, because you provided this opportunity for us, and we appreciate it. We genuinely, from the bottom of our non-physical being, thank you.
818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, if you want to join in on the conversation. Hey, caller 4, welcome.
Hey, thanks to all of you guys for being up at this hour and dishing out this wonderful, wonderful discourse that you're giving everyone. I have very specific issue. I wonder if I might lay on the table here.
All right.
First of all, can you hear me okay? I'm having static on the line.
Non-physical
doesn't require it. We're right with you. No problem.
Okay. So I'm a student, and I'm on my way to being a therapist. And in the meantime, I have amassed a little bit of a student loan.
Good.
And I haven't been able to pay it for the last couple of years because I've been unemployed. And now I've got these student loan people calling me saying, you must pay the bill. And I'm explaining to them that I'd like to pay the bill, but I can't right now at the moment. But they're just being really nasty with me. And I know on some level I've created all of this.
You did.
I guess what I like your or maybe your comment on is, why have I created this kind of angst in my life?
Oh, wonderful. That's great. It's contrast. So you could have a new intent. So you could have a new preference. You could also just as easily take your power and say, you know what? This therapy thing isn't really working out. Here, take the school back. I saved my notes. I saved my books. And here's all my report cards.
You know, it's
sorry,
funny to say
never
that
mind. Here you go. You take it back.
That's exactly what I've been thinking about doing.
Yeah. Saying thanks. Thanks for the fish. I appreciate it, but no thanks. I'm good.
Well, his loans would... he'd still have to pay the loans back, though.
Oh?
Wouldn't you call her? Wouldn't you call her?
That's what they're telling me, and that's what I'm being scared into believing, I suppose.
Oh, fear. Oh, they're playing the fear card on you. Oh, okay. You know, that makes me recall another story. I think Pharaoh in Egypt tried that business, too.
Yes, he did.
He sure did. And how did it come out for Pharaoh and his armies?
The Red Sea parted, and they drowned.
That's exactly right. And then they went and got across the Red Sea and got to Mount Sinai, and then they got deliverance. The Exodus had begun. And what's the first thing they did? We need a king. We need somebody to tell us right from wrong. We're marvelous and powerful creators, but we don't know right from wrong. We need the law. Moses, get up there on that mountain and let non-physical tell you what's right and wrong. And then you come tell us, and then we'll try to break every rule you can come up with.
Well, I wanted to share with you that I have this strange thing going on. I wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'm a artist, and I tune in Eben Ray. And I listen to this wonderful programming, and I create magic wands out of sticks from edges in my yard.
Yeah.
And I don't quite understand that either. What do you suppose that's about?
That's the same thing. It's no problem. You can imbue anything magically with power. You can usher, you can make the sticks grow. You can make the grass green. It's all up to you. So it's nothing odd for you to say that you created a talisman that brings you inside into something. That's no problem. I mean, my stars. You talk to other folks about the Ark of the Covenant, and they say, "Oh yeah, that was." Well, that's nothing imbuing power into something. That's all. No problem.
Hey, caller.
Yes.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, he got everybody excited. The lines just absolutely blew up, so we got to go through that. But thank all the callers that have been on tonight. If we're just kind of moving through, it's just trying to give folks an opportunity to come on the air. Hey, caller one, you are on with Bob and Ion. Hi. Maybe there's...
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Yes, Evan, I'm here.
Very good.
For the gentleman, and my question is, I've been trying to help out a little sister that has been lost in drug addiction and prostitution, and she went to a rehabilitation center, and she came out, she was just doing just fine, and now that she's back on the street, she's just lost all over again, and I don't know what else to do besides giving her meditation exercises, giving her books to read to empower herself. What else is there for me to do for her?
We'll help you. We'll help you with this. Ease off the gas. Let it be. Just love her. Just make yourself available because you love your sister. You love her. Just share that love. And then leave it alone. Get out of her business. And start tending to your business, and then she'll work it out. And because you provide a loving environment and position, she's a marvelous human creator. What you're saying is that you need to engage your power to give her a hand. And we say good luck with that, you see. So engage it from a position of, I love you very much. You know I love you. If I can ever help you, I certainly will. And have fun. And I'm going to do the same. And it won't be long until all of a sudden you'll be calling with a different position.
Couldn't he ask her, is this the quickest path to your bliss? Is what
Why?
You're doing? Couldn't he
Why?
Ask her that
Why?
And have that go through her mind?
Why? Why? Why is it his business?
Well, because
she gets to please herself, and if she gets to go through some contrast to have a preference to prefer, that's wonderful. That's no problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. Because people are where they are. You are where you are. That's the woo-woo portion of the program. Well, you are. And it's all right. She's still alive. She's still kicking. She's still creating. Now, is this the best path for her? That's up to her. Not up to you and her. That's just up to her. All your job is to provide yourself, show yourself as a loving family, and make yourself available. Say, I love you very much. Please yourself. Enjoy this thing called life. This is your life, not my life. I would love the best for you, but more than that, I'd much rather you be right. I'd much rather you be happy than I be right. Wasn't quite the thought you were going to get you what you were going to get, was it?
I think you're right about that. I've been just been trying too hard.
Yeah, ease off a little bit. Love and appreciate her for who she is. And then she'll meet that expectation. Because then it takes the pressure off of you. Because you can't change it no way. So let it be. Be happy.
And remember, caller, also, is the message of being eternal. And for some reason, she's chosen a path to work this out right now for whatever reason, this is what she has to work out. And it's amazing that you can have a loving emotional detachment and to be there for her and with non-judgment and save yourself, because you're probably suffering just as much as she is, maybe even more so, be through feeling that you're helpless, that you can't change her, that you can't make things, you know, better. And so you're going to find a new energy in yourself by letting go, but also being there. You know what I mean?
It is really hard to let go because, you know, it's been like over a year now. I mean, she was fine like for about 30 days, but then she went right back at it all over again.
Yes.
Right.
Go right ahead.
Some people have to taste every ice cream under the sun to decide which one they like. And some people can taste vanilla and stop right there. Well, that if we were discussing this regarding ice cream, you go, no, no, no. It's just tasting the different ice creams to see which one you prefer best. It's not that you're less than because you hadn't decided. Well, if you could just decide on vanilla, everything would be all right. Well, it's just a matter of a process. It's no problem. Lover, you learn how to love, and all these cares of life will work themselves out. And it'll be a delicious, wonderful repose, because she'll feel the power of your intention of easing off a little bit. Because you're not trying to judge anybody. You just want her to be happy.
Right.
You know, one thing that she says is that she says, I want to do right. But for whatever reason, she says, something is calling me out. It's like something is pushing me to do what I do, and I cannot control it. It's like I'm out of control. I cannot stop.
Right. Right. So tell her to quit trying to be right and start being happy. You say, you're right, honey. This right ain't working. Try happy.
Okay.
And when you start following happy and quit having to worry about being right, then you quit beating yourself up because you're less than from what someone else says you're supposed to be. And once that happens, then all of a sudden you come into your power. No problem.
Thank you.
Well, that's really deep.
Yes.
Yes, it's good. It works. And you can lay down at night and go to bed and sleep like a baby.
That's right.
And not have a care in the world. It's great.
You have taken the monkey off my back.
That's exactly right. Because that monkey didn't ask to ride on your back. You drug him. You tied him on to you and then tried to feed him and nurture him. It's just like a bad yeast infection. You just keep wanting to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Ease off all that. Start having fun yourself. And sister calls and says, I don't want to be the way I am. And says, honey, I am who I am, and I'm happy. And I want you to be the same. busy pleasing and delighting myself, I want you to do that as well. And I love you. If anything I can do to help you, I will. I won't hurt you. But I'm going to be so busy being happy, I may not even notice. And then there's room for all, and they go, well, you know what? My brother's taking leave of his senses. I thought I was in bad shape. He's worse off than I am. But you know what? Last time I checked, he was so happy he didn't notice.
Well, caller, all the best to you, and thank you so much for trusting to call and speak to Ian and Bob about such a deep issue for you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Evan.
Just love her. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, darling. Thank you. We're moving to. Oh, who is that? Okay, let me see. I'm sorry. Hi, caller five. Caller five. You're on with Bob and Ian.
Okay, five is now two.
No, darling, I'm going by time on hold, so I can see the time's on hold,
oh, okay.
And you're up.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, dear.
Okay. I just want to change a little subject into something random.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. You look at Valiant, okay, you look at it as Roman numerals, and then look at the Alamo.
Who?
I try to look at that as a picture itself.
Okay, Valiant, Roman numerals, and what?
Look at it, Roman numerals, and then look at the perspective as you can conjure it to the Isle of Mal's shape. And then you can go and count every single sand on the fucking earth.
Did you say a bad word?
Sand.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say effing.
Okay. All right.
The old teenager deal.
All right. Okay. Okay, so what do you see in that, and what do you want to share or ask Ion about?
A little tiny and cryptic information. If you look at it right, I guess that'll make you schizophrenic.
Okay, Ion, make a pattern out of what he's saying.
Okay, very easy. You can also when you do that conjuring when you come into your power, you can also identify every single cell in your body. You can also change your physical appearance. You can grow hair. You can make grow muscle. You can make fat. You can make less fat. You can increase your genitalia. You can make your toenails grow faster, make them grow slower. You can not only count the grains of sand, but you can take that same sand and make beautiful glass out of it. That energy that flows through you.
Too early by taking too much LSD and having a catatonic nightmare.
Oh, we had this. Evan, he's called in before. I recognize.
Good. Oh, good, good. Well, we like repeat customers.
Oh, you got a photographic memory. That was what, like March? What?
Yeah, long time ago.
It's called coming into your power. All knowing is yours.
Yeah. The tragedy with Thor, I think, is that he gave out so much information that he thought he didn't have information.
I like people don't finish their thoughts. It's discontinuous.
It's all right. It's wonderful. But it's not a problem. And the whole point is just coming into your place of power. And if someone...
Like what Oliver Wendell Holmes said?
Seems righteous to us, yeah.
Okay, darling. Hey, well, you know what? We're running out of time. We have a bunch of callers now. So, did it ring true for you what Ion said about what is distilled from the configuration of Commander Valiant and Roman numerals?
Roman numerals.
No, I'm just looking at little tiny random things and trying not to focus on this whole emotional roller coaster that everyone's trying to play off of us.
Good.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Exactly right. When your feelings become unhurtable, then your emotions become in check. When your emotions become in check, then you just get to please and delight yourself. And if you're busy pleasing and delighting yourself, no other human creator can do anything to you, regardless of what they say you've got to do or supposed to do or didn't do or want to do or should do or right do or wrong do or do or whatever the do is the do. Then when you come in that place, your feelings become unhurtable. And that's a marvelous place, because then you can start gaining from the gifts of your spirit, from your place of power. And when you come to that place, then you can not only count the grains of sand, you can sieve them. It's very wonderful.
To the point where you just blurt out random things that just come to your head, and then everyone around you gets pissed off at you and wants to leave.
Well, now, Eben doesn't like the word, but F them.
Basically, that's about 99.977.572 fucking fraction of three.
Hey.
I didn't say that. I said.
No, you did. You now.
That's subtraction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, darling,
so,
thank you. No,
all
I got
is well is getting weller. That's how you go with it, and have fun.
Okay.
Don't be so hard with it. It'll be fun.
Thank you for your call, Derek. Okay.
It's not in Vegas. Just trying to figure out the way behind it and around it and backwards.
Well, it sounds like you are, and that's what you do as a creator genie. You are, dear.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you for being up late, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Hi, caller 3. You are on with Bob and Ion.
Hello, this is Benjamin. How you doing?
Hi, Benjamin.
I got a quick question. I got to say that the other callers kind of answered some of my questions, but I kind of wanted to know kind of specifically how negative and positive energy, as far as like spiritual and physical worlds, how do you travel between both worlds and make your spiritual, what you want in your mind, a reality, like an invention, and how to like manifest it in the physical world without.
Well, first of all, there's no negative energy.
What about like black space, or what do they call it? You know, the
dark matter.
Black space is just the absence of light. Do you have light switches in your house?
Yeah.
Why don't you call them dark switches?
Because
that light off as many times as it turns it on.
Well, see, me, because I like to engineer stuff, and so I don't look at it as black or white, because, you know, in space it's mostly black, and then the stars are white. So, you know.
All the stars are is reflecting, catching the ambient light that's in the dark.
So how would I manifest it into physical, you know?
Oh, that's easy. How are you able to catch the light? The light that illuminates those stars comes through the darkness. The only reason that you're noticing that the stars are illuminated is because some stop in space captures the light. Maybe not necessarily. Not necessarily, but yes, the sun is a great aspect. But if you've got a big enough laser, you could do it that way. Well, but you're talking about manifestation, so let's get you there. This is easy. It's way easier, and this is very, very specific. Here's all you got to do. Here it is.
Okay.
One or three is a 3-2-1 process. Three. See, think something.
See,
think something. Okay. Now give that thunk thought your attention, attention. Now, what's attention? Contrast. Attention on a chord is what they do to a guitar string. Attention. Give it attention. Okay? Now, once you think the thought, then see that thought in your mind. Can you imagine things? See it, think it, see it in your mind's eye. Okay. Now, that's your work. That's your job. That's what you need to do. Now, number two, non-physical. You already have non-physical. Non-physical will work it out, every detail. It'll line it all up. It'll set it up. The phone will ring. The parts will show up. Everything will line itself up because you've already done everything you're supposed to do. Now, number one is that you just decide the bill of particulars, the details, what color you want it to be, how much output it needs to be, what theta phase, capacitor that you use in your invention, how those wavelengths are attached, and the detail, the minutest detail of what your preference with it. For example, I've ordered the meal, I chose what I wanted, that they're preparing it in the kitchen, and then they come back in the number one stage and they say, yes, sir, would you like some gravy on it? Yes or no. Not are you going to get your meal, it's do you prefer gravy also?
Right, the meal's already done. It's just adding extras to it, right?
That's exactly right. And then all you got to do is allow it to come into your experience.
Okay, now what about
relax
competition?
And allow.
Should I just ignore competition and do what I have to do?
What is competition?
Somebody that might have the same idea.
Well, what does that have to do with your manifestation?
That's what I'm calling. I don't know.
Well, there is no competition. Oh, yes, you got to get ahead of that competition. Now, what about the competition? They may be getting some of your air.
Right.
What do you mean? Well, there's competition. You mean, oh, no. Eben, get out there quick and get that air before somebody else gets it. We got to beat that competition. We may not have enough air. Oh, no, water. Oh, there ain't enough water.
I got it.
See? Ease off on that. Please and delight yourself, and they can't nobody steal it, won't nobody beat it. They'll find out that they may have had the same idea, but you able to do it, and all you had to do was think it, see it in your mind, let your non-physical work it out, and decide if you want gravy on it or not, and then your competition will buy it from you.
Okay, one quick last question, and I'm off the air. Should I chase it, or should I wait for it to follow me?
Take no action until you have asked and answered, is this the fastest path to my joy? When you are in joy, then it'll find you. You won't have to turn your hand to do nothing. It'll run you down. UPS will deliver it to your door.
You good.
The only thing you may have to do is sign for it to receive it. There you go.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. It's our great pleasure.
Now go create.
Rock on.
All right. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Hey, caller 6, you're on with Bob and Ion. Welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. My name is Krishna.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I am calling. I am not human, and I'm not an entity of any sort. I somehow channeled your frequency, and I want to share to the...
Welcome to planet Earth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's quite interesting. I find it quite pleasing, honestly. And I want to share with people that you should not aim to control your thoughts, because if you try to control your thoughts, you will run around with a monkey mind. What you aim to do is control your emotions. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, you will learn that the heart is the sun. So if you control your emotions, you will be able to control your thoughts.
If you find your inner kingdom, your emotions will be contained in the force field of love, and that'll take care of itself. And it's so delicious and delightful that then you can use your emotions to gauge how you're doing in your position of manifesting and manifested creation. And thank you so much for sharing to allow the human creators to come once again back into their place of power. It's a long journey, and we're glad you made it to help us all in this whole place. It's delicious.
Thank you. And secondarily, I want to share with you sun gazing, which has not really been brought to light. There's a lot of information in the sun. Before the European man came to Africa and enslaved the man, we were sun gazers. And someone came along and said, we're worshiping the sun. There's much answers in the sun. He who controls the universe controls the mind. And I want to share that with you. And I encourage humans of all races to research on sun gazing. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. Wow. So who was that, Ion?
He said he told you. His words described him perfectly.
And it was accurate.
Of course. You're marvelous human creators. You can be, do, or have anything you'd like to be, do, or have. See, that's the whole fun of this. When you throw that rule book out and you get shed of them rules that limit you, you can go to the sun and go dip in it. They call it sunbathing, don't they?
Yes.
Well, tear it up. Have some fun.
But was he from another planet?
Yeah. But lots of you are.
Okay. I mean, did he come here by choice as an adult?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And very powerful and delicious. But everybody's acting like that's odd, but that ain't odd. Have you looked at some of the humans walking around on the planet today?
Yeah, right.
Have you been to Brooklyn lately?
Is there a big sinkhole in Brooklyn?
Well, just gaze on the Jersey Shore. It'll be enlightening for you, we promise.
Okay, Jersey Shore, fantastic. Okay, let's move. We have a bunch of folks. Hey, caller 2, you're on with Bob and Ion. Welcome.
Is it me?
Yes, welcome.
Hi, Evan, I give thanks.
Thank you.
I think I may have already had my question answered, but when you speak of joy, there's like, if they took a brain scan of me, there would be places lighting up that I can, it's like I'm on the edge of grasping it, and it feels so good. And I was just wondering, is there anything that we can do to cancel or negate any negative thoughts or all our negative, is our negativity when we were not enlightened and not understanding that it is about our joy, is that creating an energy form around us that we need to cancel out, or is it, as you said, with the light switch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there no
Here's all
such
you want
to
do.
Negative, and all I need to do is just turn my focus to what is real and positive and my joy.
There is no negative. There's only preference. A greater preference over another preference. And if you have what you call negativity, that's just contrast to decide. Honey, you'd never get a new pair of wonderful shoes if you never wore out your other ones. If you never got a hole.
If I never knew how uncomfortable the old crappy ones were.
All right. You see?
And then I put on the new ones. So human beings need to experience extremes in that way to know who they are.
Yeah. It's just a preference. It's just a prefer. So then it becomes the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. And because of your place in, and one more thing that'll help in this place, because you're there. There's not much more that you have to do, dear. You're on the right path. Activate the back of your mind, the back of your brain. That's your long-term memory. And focus on it. Your short-term memory is in the frontal lobe. That's where you
my
can remember.
My parents and all the conditioning and society and everything. So the other part of my...
Yeah, and let all that be and focus on your...
I feel lights turning on back there. As I hear you speak, I feel lights turning on in a different place in my brain.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. It's called energizing. When you get bumped into your non-physical that you've had all along, you can't help but get happy. And you get so happy that everything starts working out for you, and you don't care what Obama's done lately.
You know what? You make me happy. The sound of your voice.
It is bliss. It is pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. It's flowing. It's free as the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
So do I meditate on that, or do I just allow that?
Yeah, go get you some of it. They got extra. Help yourself. You can take all you want. They won't mind.
So just open up and allow it, and it's always there. It's just my attention.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And then once you start refining that focus, once you practice this just a little bit, and you're a marvelous creator, and you know this, my stars, if you can pinpoint the labyrinth of your mind and how it's becoming illuminated, you're well on the path. Don't fret with anything. If you like it, engage it. If you don't, let it be. Not for eternity, just for right now. And then you continually flow in that place, and the next thing you know, the cares of life will grow strangely dim, and you're going, hey, this is pretty great. My only contrast today is how much bliss I want to enjoy today.
Wow, and isn't that the truth? How much will we allow ourselves?
Right.
How much will we? Isn't that amazing? I give thanks. Eben, I love you.
Yes. Love you too,
thank
darling.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations. Yes, right on. Okay. Great. Right. Right. That's so inspiring to hear these interactions, just really unlocking and helping people so much, you guys. Here we go. Hey, caller 9, you're on with Ion and Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I need for Ion to give me the formula in acquiring money, personal power, creativity, genius into my life. That's my first
one. Done. That's a piece of cake. Have a thought. We did the 3-2-1 earlier, so you got that. But here's one thing we'll add. Don't let anything come out of your mouth that you don't want in your life. If you go through the drive-thru and get you some food and you give them some money and you can, then they give you your food and your change, you say, oh, and by the way, did I mention that money flows freely and easily to me? And the little girl in the drive-in window is going to look at you like you've lost your mind. But that's okay. You're not trying to enlighten her. You're trying to convince you. And let anybody that'll be still. Yes, thank you for coming by. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Was I in your way? Oh, and by the way, money flows freely and easily to me. Did I mention that? It's so great. And let the words of your mouth vindicate the meditations of your heart through the thought processes that you allow through the labyrinth of your mind, and you'll already be enlightened. And when you come into that place, when you start allowing that flow to come into your place, you'll have more money than you can run over. You'll be giving it away. You'll be making up charities to throw the money away to. It'll just find you. There won't be any way you can get around it. And then you won't be long. You'll be calling. You say, Ion, help me burn up this money. It is just wearing me out. I can't function. I can't breathe. Every time I open my mouth, money falls out. It's amazing. Then that place of joy will be the desire center that you relax and allow to come into your manifested creation in this world. Oh, and you are eternal, so this becomes way fun. A lot of folks are afraid of eternity because they haven't done very much with what they've done with so far. So eternity seems like a very, very, very long span of space. But if you got in your place of bliss and joy, that enlightened position of activating your gifts within your power of percentage that you can allow and you can embrace, do it little. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, one bite at a time, one bite at a time. Let your words set it up. You got one mouth, two ears, and one rectum. They meant it. You meant it that way on purpose.
Love that. Love that. Hey, caller. Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Indeed.
Oh, my God, you guys. Time has absolutely bolted by. I'm really up against it. Ion, thank you so much.
Yes, dear.
Thank
we
you.
Love and appreciate
so fun.
This play. You marvelous human creators. Power to the people.
That is right. And, Bob, thank you so much. Your generosity and sticking it with us Homo sapiens trying to grok what you have brought, and it's so beautiful, and thank you for everything.
Is my baby cute?
Very cute. Okay, folks, we have to go, and until soon, I hope we can have you guys back really, really soon. I hope you guys will come back soon.
Be our pleasure.
Thank you so much. All right, darlings, until next week.
You've been listening to Radio Alchemy with your host, Evan Ray. Be sure to visit our website, www.radioalchemy.com, and join us next week for more mind-blowing revelations from the fringe.